Some thought the long-awaited audit might suggest bigger changes to CFEC, but the report suggests moving to 3 part-time commissioners instead of the 3 full-time commissioners it's currently allotted, and hiring an executive director to oversee day-to-day operations. The report also suggests moving some administrative duties from CFEC to Fish and Game. This could all happen in 3 years, says Chris Curtis, who helped prepare the report.
By the end of that 3-year period is when we believe the agency can recognize the full $1.2 million of annual savings.
Savings were the focus of the report, requested by Homer Representative Paul Seaton and prepared by Legislative Audit. Critics have complained that CFEC, which is primarily funded by fishing permit fees, is bloated and slow. Curtis says the audit recommends finishing some of the long-term projects that just haven't been a priority.
Audit also concluded that, in general, the commissioners have not adequately managed the daily operations. 2 projects, specifically the licensing system upgrade and the archival of agency documents, had not been prioritized or properly managed.
The day-to-day operations have fallen partially to Bruce Twomley, one of 2 current CFEC commissioners. He's been in that role for years. And while the audit raised some criticism about CFEC's work during his time there, he says it also validated the need for the agency.
The auditors were quite strong in the recommendation that it is important and consistent with the original legislative intent that CFEC does continue. I think that's the most significant finding of the report.
Some lawmakers have suggested getting rid of it and moving some of its work to Fish and Game. Twomley says the 2 should remain separate.
And one of the underlying notions mentioned by the report is keeping biological management separate from the economic management that we do so that one doesn't influence the other.
Changes to CFEC would have to be made by the legislature. Dillingham Representative Bryce Edgman says he'd like to see the governor spearhead that effort.
Personally, I'd like to see the Walker administration come forward with a bill. I'd like to see a neutral party bring legislation to the legislature so that we could look at this, again, very carefully from all aspects and to look at it from particularly a cost-benefit analysis to individual fishermen throughout the state.
Edgman says if the administration doesn't take up the issue, he might do it himself. This is the 2nd report this year to suggest changes to the organization. Last winter, Fish and Game issued its own report that offered 5 different options for reform, from some light restructuring to eliminating the agency and moving its functions elsewhere. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.